Hail you cool cats and pumpkins.
Oh god, that was straight off of a Home Goods mug.
You know, I don't think I've been to a Home Goods in a long time. I don't, do I look like a person that would
absolutely
shop at a Home Goods?
Absolutely not. I think that they like see you coming and lock the doors. Like, she's not probably Home Goods people.
I mean, I am wearing my Freddy Krueger sweater. So.
Yeah, you look like Freddy Krueger, and I look like a big pumpkin. So I guess it works today.
Very Halloween-y. Yeah, we're in the spooky season.
Hey, we survived the first official week of fall, mm-hmm. which I can't even believe we made it through summer, because it doesn't feel like summer lasted more than 5 minutes.
I know.
And it's already like the end of September.
Yeah. I feel like this whole chunk of the year has just flown by.
Literally in a month, it's going to be Halloween.
I'm so excited.
I can tell.
So excited.
I have not yet visited a Spirit Halloween.
Oh,
I need
my God.
To.
I've been like 10 times. I spent almost $300 already.
It's not even October yet, dude. Like, what do you buy?
Necklaces, jewelry, like
$300 from Spirit Halloween.
I bought a purse, like a bag.
It's like basically when you go to the mall and find your favorite store, except Lexi's store that she shops in is like comes once a year and it's Spirit Halloween.
I get tights, I get gloves, I get so many different accessories.
We should go. You know what? You know what's crazy this fall? I can't even believe that this is my life. I have now become a tennis player.
What? That's like, hang on.
I
That's
play
like
tennis
not,
now.
You don't do sports. That's like not
I
a
don't
thing
have
do.
A lot of hand. I used to, you know, when I was little, I played baseball. And I played soccer. Uh-huh. Zero hand-eye coordination. Like all of my skills are up here. Oh, okay. That was shady. I go to the country club now and play tennis.
Look at you. So bougie. That's pretty iconic. You get like the little shorts. You have like the little sweater that you tie around your shirt.
I have my like Versace sports collection that like we'll just like throw that on and like. Pair of Yeezys and we'll hit the court.
Love that.
Hit some balls.
It's good for your legs.
Is it?
Yeah.
The next day my arm was really sore though, you know, from serving. Because I play tennis now. I'm an athlete.
Good for
so
you.
So I'll just like be like, ladies, hit me up. I'm an athlete now. Find me on the court.
Mm. The tennis court.
Does that just like tickle your ivories, Lexi?
I'm gonna pretend you didn't say that and introduce our guest for the day. We need Let's get someone else in here. Let's bring someone new into the room.
Let's break this tension up between us.
Oh my God.
We have a special guest this week.
We do.
You know, sometimes you and I can both be out of touch. Mm-hmm. And we need somebody very in touch to help us recap the biggest and baddest headlines, just like the temperatures, the highs and the lows of summer season. We got to shut the door on summer, officially get into fall. Like I said, we survived the first week of fall. And it's not feeling like fall. The weather isn't changing as fast as I would like. I kind of miss the rain.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the rain. I'm ready for the leaves. Ready for the coats.
We're ready for the sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
This week, we have a very important guest. Someone who's not afraid to speak her mind and get shady, just like we do.
Fellow podcaster.
Got
friend
to cast
of the show.
Shade in this wintry weather, fall weather, right?
Except it's not fall weather yet, so.
Well,
too bad for that
it.
Pun.
Okay,
rest
we
in
tried.
Peace.
Anyways, we're falling for her.
She's a fellow pop culture commentator. There's very few people that can hang with us.
There are.
Yeah. She
not
can hang with
them.
Us.
Not, she can hang.
Not many people are on this level here.
No.
But she can
just
hang.
Too good. So.
Yeah. So please welcome to the show, Cancel Me Baby host, Taylor Ferber.
Hi. Funny seeing you here.
Hello.
I know, right?
Hello, Banner.
Guys, I'm just taking a page out of your book. What can I say? I got to step my game up.
If you live under a rock and you have no idea what happened summer, we're going to recap it, get it over with. That's our deal.
Get it over with. I'm screaming. I love how you guys, like, I was describing you the other day to someone, and I just like love that. How you don't give a shit and how irreverent you are. And on Instagram, like, it just speaks to my soul. I just love it so much.
Thank you. I mean, like, that's just me and her. Like, we say problematic things to each other all day long, and it's just like,
oh, that's the only way to be. No, it's fine. It's truly the only way to be. I'm like, if I'm not undercut on the daily, then something's wrong. So
yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Okay. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Taylor Ferber. I'm host of the podcast Cancel Me Baby. I was a red carpet reporter in Hollywood for years. I have seen some shit, needless to say. I was called the celebrity whisperer because I really got these people to be like, you know, freaking sheets, like how we never normally seen them out in broad daylight. So I'm excited to be on the rumor mill because like these guys, I just truly go for it and pull no punches and don't give a shit. So
you're out. Zero. We zero.
Zero. Zero.
Not one. Yep. Zero.
So I bring the street cred for meeting all these people. And now it's fun because I can just like be real talk and take shots at the left and the right and make fun of them all. So no shame in my game.
Exactly. Let's do it. We survived the first week of fall. It's the end of September. And I feel like September started like last week.
I know September has flown by for some reason. Like, I feel like I blinked and I'm like, wait, we're literally counting down to Halloween in 30 days.
And I'm going to throw you under the bus because you told me before we started that you have already spent over $300 at Spirit Halloween.
I have done that.
But before you throw Lexi under the bus, you need to throw the Sanderson sisters under the bus because nobody asked. Nobody asked for this. For Hocus Pocus to be revived. So thank you.
But I mean, like, Hocus Pocus is an iconic Halloween movie, but like, do we not need a sequel?
Like, we saw them coming out of the grave three times in the original. Why do we need it again?
Just crush my dreams, crush my spirit.
I love Halloween. So the more Halloween things, the better for me. But also, I don't have high expectations for it. I definitely don't have high hopes that this is going to be a good thing.
Well, I was going to say, you know what's funny is for whatever reason, I am somehow in the good graces of Disney's inbox. I don't know why and I don't know how, because I've experienced my fair share of stuff over there, but I got the screener to Hocus Pocus 2. No, I know. It's like floating in the abyss of my Gmail and I'm like, do I go for it or am I not mentally prepared? No.
No, literally, okay, you have to.
So so here's what we're going to do. After we wrap here, you're just going to like forward it to me and I'm going to go ahead and watch it a day early. Let's do that.
Yes, you're like, yeah, so I'm canceling my plans for tonight. Yeah, and it's going down.
I was gonna say, it's absolutely like, and I don't use this word lightly, disgusting to me that some stores are already playing Christmas music and like selling Christmas decorations. It's absolutely atrocious. Like, we are not even close to Thanksgiving yet.
Who is playing Christmas music at this time?
I mean, hey, I literally went into Albertsons the other day and they were playing a Christmas song. I'm like, first of all, why am I shopping at Albertsons? I have no good answer, but they were playing Christmas music.
That's
unless you're the Dollar Tree, you have no business.
No, it's like, what is it? Like a $1.25 tree? Inflation.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But
not.
We did survive it. It's so crazy. It's funny because I feel like it's summer of like 2020, as far as I'm concerned, because we've been in a time vortex. So
I get it.
What actually did happen this summer, guys?
We have highs and lows, just like the temperatures. We got our high and low moments. And a high for me right now is watching you drink that like incredibly large Gatorade and wondering why I don't have one as well.
But shade to them because they're not sponsoring either of our asses.
Absolutely not.
Toodaloo. No.
And I think we say this every week on the podcast is like, you know that we're legit because we're literally doing this for free. Like, we have zero incentive to do this every single week. So, I mean, like, how can you not believe what we say? Because we're just here for charity. Like, it's
doing God's work. But exactly. No, I really do. I don't throw this around. Like, I'm a straight shooter and I love what you guys do because I have worked. I mean, I've worked for Us Weekly. Like, I've worked for the gossip rumor sites. And I think you guys are so important. Like, you are doing the God's work of the rumor mills because it's so, again, like what we're thinking and hilarious and irreverent and doesn't care and in your face. And it's the best. Like, we're retired. This is why a part of why I left Hollywood and even branched off with my own site. It's like, we have enough of the ass kissy celebs are perfect. Put them on a pedestal. Like, we don't need it anymore.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Exactly. I love what you're doing. And I feel like that's why like we get along with you so well. Cause like we literally, I think it's safe to say like we are the holy trinity of like pop culture commentators that like don't give a crap. Like, I am not here to like kiss anybody's ass unless if you want to pay, like if you sponsor me, then I'll definitely kiss your ass. But like, I don't have any sponsors. Yeah. So like, we don't have any chains right now.
It is funny because now, so I just relocated the show to Nashville a couple weeks ago. And it's funny because the first episode I did here was about the Brittany Aldean, Candace Owens dispute. And Maren Morris, I'm sorry. So it was Candace Owens and Brittany Aldean versus Maren Morris. And it's so interesting because, I mean, I've never really given a crap saying what I think, even on the red carpet, but now it like hits a certain way because I could literally run into them like tomorrow on my front yard here. They're like all here. So
yeah, I would say that's a high and a low for you.
Yeah.
That's a high and a low right there.
Exactly. Depends on the day.
Yeah. Depends on the day. Well, should we start off with our highs?
Yeah.
Like, let's talk about the high temperatures of this summer and like at the top of the thermometer. Take it away. I think she knows what it is.
Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, that whole case. That's definitely like the highest of the high for me, at least.
Absolutely.
It was a win.
Johnny won?
Yeah, Johnny won. It was a win for men and men in domestic abuse situations across the world. It was a great like representation and advocation of
the court footage alone.
It was iconic for so many reasons, but.
And the absolute, again, audacity to like, who is it that's putting out a movie about this right now? Like all of a sudden some studio like made like a really cheap, like low budget recreation of the courtroom for like a TV or a movie. And like nobody really famous is in it. It must be like Peacock or something. Like
it
somewhere.
It has to be like the Hallmark Channel hijacking a high school play in Burbank because how could they? I know Hollywood is shameless. Again, I've seen it from the inside. Like they are truly ruthless and don't care. Like, you think we don't care? These people have no standards of life whatsoever.
But they pretend to care. They pretend.
Exactly. But this is a new, just shameless, like status that you've hit. I mean, it's literally been all of 30 seconds. Like how? Because their books, you know, their books and the GMA tours and all that shit's going to come too, inevitably. Like we know that.
Oh yeah. And you don't know anything about this? Like, you know,
I haven't heard about
this. I think it's a movie or a series that one of the streaming services is doing that like it's all like reenactments of the courtroom footage. And I'm like, it's been less than a year and I don't think we need it because we saw the courtroom footage.
Yeah, we watched. No. You can just look it up. But
yeah,
that's okay.
Versus like with OJ, I think a couple years ago, Ryan Murphy did like a show on the OJ trial. And it's like, it's been 20 years. So like that makes sense, but it's been like 6 months. I don't think we're ready.
Not too soon. Too soon.
That was a high though. That was a high moment.
Wait, I have a question though. Do you guys think that, because I talked about this even at the time on my show, and what's really crazy is I had talked to Amber on the set of Aquaman as the, like, what she alleges, like, their whole divorce and stuff was going on, and I didn't know it at the time, and of all things, I talked to her about, like, the power of being a woman and all this, so I played the recordings, again, shameless, on my show, and talked about how interesting to hear in hindsight, and now it's, like, this whole whatever happened, we don't know, but like the victimhood of it all, right? That whole thing and like playing the woman card to the nth degree. But I'm curious because I'm critical of Me Too. Like I get it, but I can also be critical of it because again, I saw it unfold. But I did think that the internet went a little hard being like riding Johnny Depp's dick and just being like, you know, like go Johnny all day long. And I get it because it's like men are always portrayed as the villains and he's, you know, like clearing his name and all that. Yeah. So people were stoked. But I also was like, I just don't think it's that cut and dry. Like what goes on behind closed doors, we don't totally know. It's just not that clean. And people were just like, I don't know, going like extra lengths to throw the Depp parade on the daily. And I was like, it might be a little
soon
extra.
Yeah,
right, like well, as yeah, it was going on,
it nearly ruined him. I mean, it ruined him. Like Disney dropped him, like he got dropped from all this stuff, like all these movies, like, and then now that he's like vindicated, it's like all these studios are like, hey, like let's give you a new contract. And it's like, why would he go back to them when they dropped him? And I get, like, we've talked about this a little bit, like I understand the movement because I remember when the Emmys happened and you were at the Emmys, like the Me Too Emmys, and everyone had the white roses and everyone dressed in black and it was like this big thing. And like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I think that like with Hollywood, it's so easy to like say something and then just like run with it. Like if one person picks it up, it's like automatically truth. And that's with like anything. So I think that like what they did to Johnny Depp, and they blacklisted him, and now they're trying to unblacklist him. If I was Johnny Depp, I'd be like, no, I'll stay in the blacklist. Like you lost me. Like, I think that I agree with what you said. And going back to like, when you were talking to Amber, What did you like? What was the kind of vibe you got off of her? Like, were you, did you feel it, or did you like, what was your like impression of her in person?
I mean, the interesting thing is, and I said this on my show at the time, like, same thing as Johnny Depp. You could tell they're obviously charismatic people.
Car salesman.
And people always say to me, like, was she a total psycho? Is she? And I'm like, not at all. And you can hear it in the recordings. Like, she makes a pun. She makes a joke. She's very, like, thoughtful about her answers and personable and, like, giving us the time to really, like, you know, have a thorough response to what she's saying. Like, very much a charismatic, like, people person, you know. It's not like I left at all, like, with a bad taste in my mouth. So I think that's something to be said too, because through that whole thing, you could see how they purposely try to like play up their, but they're also actors, right? Like, so you could see how they like could play up to their base and their persona they were trying to do through the whole trial. So that was what was interesting, because that's what I talked about on my show. We talked because she was in Aquaman, the sidekick. And the whole interview with me is talking about how she's not the sidekick and how women, you know, are so powerful and aren't victims and, you know, isn't in the shadow of a man and all this. And I just thought, you know, again, hindsight's 2020. Like, I didn't even know all that had been going on. So, and then just to see the parallel of, and she talked to a lot about like duty and honor and doing what's right. And there was a part of me reflecting on it, watching the trial, like, is this exploiting me too? And like using it to your advantage? Cause in a lot of ways she was the abuser. Like, is this really doing what's right and duty? And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where like, for me, I mean, I feel like, of course, every movement's going to have its flaws and every movement's going to have its faults. But at its core, I think that the Me Too movement I think it is good at its core. And yeah, I mean, think like, that what it's trying to do is important, right? Like, you want to raise awareness and you want people to be able to feel comfortable talking about
like
it, right?
Like the Harvey Weinsteins, like, get what they deserve, right? But process, you have people like Johnny that are like caught in the crossfire.
Exactly, right? Right. And so that's where it becomes difficult, right? And for her to... like, even as a victim, like, it's hard because, like, on the one hand, it's like, okay, even as a victim, you can still be an abuser, right? So even if she is part of the Me Too movement, she can still be an abuser. So it's like not wrong for her to talk about it. And it's also wrong for her to talk about it. It's okay for her to be like, hey, this happened to me. It's not okay for her to be like, this happened to me. And that's why I'm absolved of all guilt for my other actions.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, what happens when, number one, you're a woman who's also an abuser? Because it's always the narrative is the other way. And exactly, like, what happens when you're both?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and on top of that, I think we are all grateful to have learned the specific individual definitions of pledge and donation. I think we all have like are better prepared for life knowing the difference between the two going forward. So if we get anything out of it, we got a little like an English lesson for pledge and donation. And also maybe don't do cocaine on the stand. It will not help your case.
Allegedly.
And even like him, I'm seeing stories now about him dating his attorney and the whole thing. It's like PR to the max. Again, the shamelessness of it all is just knows no bounds.
It was a high point. It was a high point. We'll give him that. And I want to jump to a low point. Like, if we can go back and forth, that was full of like good and bad, but ultimately it came out like on a good note. Like, Johnny was vindicated. I think like after this summer, like, it's going to live on for years, but I think it's going to be like a topic that like, you won't find anybody to talk about it with because everybody's talked about it already. You know what I mean? So I feel like let's close the door on that. Let's leave that. Like, when was that? June, July. We're going to like pass by that.
Yeah.
And I think an obvious low point of the end of the summer was like Queen Elizabeth and, you know, just deciding to take that stairway to heaven, leave it all to Charles, which who knows how that's going to go. But we did get out of that low moment. We did get more Meghan Markle bad press, which I am forever grateful for when it happens.
I mean, ditto. Yes. Like, that is what is so so entertaining about it is that somehow, of course, it was made to be about Meghan Markle, but I mean,
when is it not?
Exactly. But also, she will make everything about her and
forever
and always.
You mean the actress from Suits?
No, exactly.
The actress from Suits.
Apparently. Yeah.
Did you hear like that she wasn't
the coffee runner?
Oh yeah, exactly. The coffee runner for the royal family. Like everyone's like gathered around like Queen Elizabeth, and they're like, "Hey, Meghan, could you like stop by Starbucks or like just like don't come, like
like extra foam things."
Yeah, no. I don't think she was invited, wasn't she? I think that she was like the Queen did not want her at her bedside. I had heard that. I didn't know if you had heard that at all.
I mean, I'd read obviously in the mainstream how they, first of all, they were so bleak, all the articles about this. They were like, again, made it about like Meghan Markle entering the family just shows how like racist the Queen was and how racist they are. There was one article I literally was like, this is so graphic. What is the reason for this headline? It was like, her bloody legacy can't be undone and the roots of it are exposed or something. I just was like, why? Is this necessary for our lives? Like,
and I think like that's what kind of sucks now is that anything that happens, even Queen Elizabeth dying, like one of the lowest points of the summer, is like overtaken by Meghan Markle, which makes sense because it's like she's kind of coming out of the hole that she crawled into in LA with Harry, pretending to be a podcast host when she could never be on our level. We'll give her that. Yeah. But you know, like now that she's like coming out and like shedding a tear, like facing paparazzi, you know, she needs that moment. But at the same time, I heard something that when she was part of the royal family, that when she became part of like a royal, that she had likened herself to the people celebrating like she was like Nelson Mandela. Like she like referred to herself as like a figure like Nelson Mandela for the people. And then cut to today when they're in the you know, the funeral procession and nobody wants to shake her hand. Like
I mean, the honor, the true honor of, you know, willfully being in prison your whole life, like Nelson Mandela and Meghan Markle, who married a rich white prince. Like, I mean, just really the gratitude and the servitude for that moment. Like, it's just, you know, it's ridiculous. And I also hate how in our culture, we can't critique the girl. Like the whole thing that happened with Piers Morgan, he's like, I've met them. I'm very much like intertwined with the whole, you know, royal family and all this. And I have my qualms with her and he's a racist. And it's like, well, how about we just, why do we have to like, I feel the same way with like women on women stuff. I say this all the time. It's like, we can critique Adam Levine's mistress and it doesn't make us anti-woman. We can critique Meghan Markle and it doesn't make us a racist. Like, give me a break. You can just not like somebody or their actions. So that's what's ridiculous. And that's why the mainstream is running with this. Like, oh, it just shows how you're all, you know, whatever. So.
Yeah, exactly. And what's funny for us is that we are on like opposite ends of any spectrum you could ever imagine. Like any spectrum for like beliefs, politics, like anything, literally polar opposite.
I love
right?
that though.
I know,
but it's fun. And it makes it fun.
It's fun. And like I'm always, I told her like I'm gonna like every time she comes here, I'm gonna buy like those little Gideon Bibles and just like stick one in her pocket so like she doesn't know it. So like that's just how our friendship works. But like I want to hear from you. Like, do you think that like the at all, like from the perspective of like Meghan Markle and the country, do you see it as like a sense of, well, like what everyone on Twitter is calling it, it's so racist that everyone doesn't like Meghan Markle and they're not welcoming her to the family? Or is it just Meghan Markle being a total asshole and nobody liking her? Like, because I don't know how, like I don't know if you've ever, if we've ever talked about how you feel about
we have
exactly. I dominate the conversation a lot.
He does. I'm perfectly happy a lot of the time to just sit and listen because I'm like, that's like so interesting to hear. And then Spencer's just like, great, I'm just gonna continue talking about it. And that's just how it goes on. So I feel like I definitely feel like it could be a mix of both. I don't think that just because obviously I don't think that if you dislike Meghan Markle in any way that makes you a racist, like Taylor said,
like
can just dislike somebody, that's fine, right? Do I think that there have been things done by the royal family that could indicate that they're racist and that potentially they would be unhappy with having mixed children of any kind mixed into the bloodline? Yes, I do, right? So I do think that they could potentially see her as like a threat, but I also can recognize that we are living in the 21st century, or what's for the 21st century, right? Yeah, it is the 21st. I was like, was it the 21st century? I hope so. We're living in the 21st century, and hopefully by now these people have come to terms with the fact that humans are humans, and regardless of your skin color, that doesn't change anything about you. And so I would hope that they'd be able to look past that. And if they do still dislike Megan, that it's for her character, not the color of her skin.
And I think that most people would agree with that. I would hope that most people would agree with that, but there is a select portion of the media that would like you not to believe that. And then that's the media that's pushing that, like, nobody wanted to shake Megan's hand because they didn't want to touch her because she's, you know, a woman of color or something.
Yeah.
But, I, you know, I think that that overshadowing the queen's death is kind of sad because, I mean, she was the second longest running monarch ever, I think.
Yeah.
She was late 90s. I mean, good for her. Good for Lizzie, you know?
I mean, no, she, Lizzie, rest she really peace. Was in there. She was in there for the job and, you know, was taking no prisoners. But no, I agree. And I've even said on my show, we can acknowledge that these are like old white fogies with sticks up their butts who are like outdated and antiquated about all of that. No joke. But yes, I think the media exacerbates it where it's not necessary. And I also feel like I'm no expert. I'm certainly no royal expert, but I do feel like there was work that the queen did with race relations during her time on the throne that was like overshadowed or brushed under the rug. And, you know, I just think, again, the media is like, so it's so convenient what they decide to pick and choose in their coverage and their narratives, you know?
Yeah. Well, rest in peace, Lizzie. You know, icon for some, hated by others, but I mean, we got to give her her coins.
Spencer, I'm dying to know what your axe to grind is with Meghan Markle because it's so entertaining. Oh, he's like, where do I start?
Okay. The fact that it all, let's go back because it all starts with that stupid Oprah interview. And I am not one that likes to be gaslit. I like to gaslight other people, and to have it done to me is just so not okay. You know what I mean? So the fact that I feel like she really succeeded in manipulating everybody for a really long time, and she had a lot of people on her side, and then like it just kind of slowly fell apart and everyone realized what a, like, I don't want to say horrible human being, but what a like malicious, manipulative person she is, and kind of like what a worm she is. And I didn't like being manipulated, and I don't like the fact that if you go against her now, there's something wrong. Like, obviously it's because I'm racist. Like, so I don't know. I think my axe to grind with her is that she just is irritating. I'm just irritated.
I am just, and I, at the time, I remember being like, okay, all the mental health stuff, like that's one thing. And I can totally honor and acknowledge that. But also bear in mind, this is when we were in the bleak of our existence in like Dr. Fauci's torture chamber of hell. Okay. We're like coming out with seeing maybe a light at the end of the tunnel of COVID with people losing their jobs, their livelihoods, like just everything falling apart. And these people have the true audacity to go up here on Oprah and cry about how bad their lives are. It's just give me the biggest break that I've ever seen.
There you go. That's it. That's my axe. That's it. That's my axe. And I do want to mention that you did bring up Adam Levine. So I feel like that is a natural segue that we must talk about.
Yeah. Queen Lizzie did not. Queen Lizzie was like, I did not slave away for all those years putting with this guy's ass, Charles, for only this IG model mistress to overshadow my time in the sun when I die. Like, the nerve.
The absolute nerve. So Adam Levine cheating allegedly with all of these models that are coming out of the woodwork. And do I believe all of them? Not really, because like the first one maybe, and then I think like copycats will jump on with fake messages, but it's obviously there's something going on. And for us, that's a very high point of the summer because it gives us something to talk about. For him, very low. For his wife, very low. Unborn child, very low.
Pissed. I was just going to say that fetus is rolling. Like, again, didn't ask for this. Watch the fetus. The fetus is Queen Elizabeth reincarnated. Like, plot twist. Oh,
it's not Malibu to Barbie. It's Adam Levine's unborn child.
Oh, absolutely.
Queen Elizabeth is reincarnating in Adam Levine's womb to take vengeance on his whole family.
Oh, absolutely. So I do want to... let's talk about this Instagram model. Her name is Sumner Stroh, which whoever that is, like, we don't know her, but
that's what I said on my show when I did an episode on this. I'm like, I think that's how you pronounce it, but who cares?
Like, no, I mean, no, it doesn't, but... in a month or whatever, it's not, it's like, we're never going to need to say it again. So it doesn't really matter, you know?
no one's ever going to say it.
No one's ever going to say it again. But she is accusing him of cheating through flirty text messages. And then now all these other women have come out of the woodwork to be like, hey, he's DM me. Hey, he's flirted with me. It's inappropriate. And I don't know if anything like physical actually happened, but she did like show a lot of receipts on TikTok about him commenting on her body, how hot she is. It's pretty disrespectful to your pregnant wife, especially if you guys have been married for years and years and years. So he definitely is in the wrong for that. I think the most entertaining portion of this, and then I'll read his statement, like his response to it. The most entertaining, like, yeah, the portion of this, like, we're, this is a meal here, and this is the best portion, is that he wanted to name his unborn child after Sumner. His mistress, Sumner.
That shit's dark. That is dark. I did forget to mention that in my podcast episode on it, and I'm like, how did you bury the lead with that one?
Because I literally, like, it's like this, that fact alone had the same effect on me that Joji's Glimpse of Us song like had the same effect on me, where it just shattered my trust in men forever, where I'm just like, I will never, like, will I ever have a man that like isn't thinking of another girl with me? Will I ever have a man that won't want to name their mistress after our unborn child together? Like, is this my destiny? Like, we have the guy who wrote Sugar and animals and talking about love
and maps
and like find a way to your heart.
Exactly.
Girls like you, little did we know, was every girl who breathed on the planet ever. But I'm curious, Lexi, for your thoughts on how it's so split with the Emily Ratajkowski's kind of like Bob Bra Bernie-y feminist, like it's all the man's fault, and like as if she's the innocent victim in this. And then you had people like Sarah Foster who did a TikTok that Emily was responding to, and she basically says men are dogs, they're always going to be dogs, they're always going to do this, but basically we as women need to do better to not get like wrapped up in their stuff and sucked into their thing. And then it became this whole thing, right, of like the man's wrong, the woman's wrong, anti-man, anti-woman. And so I was just really curious for your thoughts on that, because
I don't think anyone's going to disagree with me if I say it's both people's fault. Like, although I strongly, strongly disagree with the second opinion you gave of like, oh, men are always going to be dogs, so it's our job as women to hold them accountable. No, it is not. Like, I don't think that as women, it is ever our responsibility to take care of a man or to ensure that a man is following his own moral code or lack thereof. Like, that is not our place. It is not our job. You will only end up hurting yourself if you try to put yourself in that position. And no man is going to want you to be that for him anyways, because if a man wants to do what he wants, he's going to do what he wants, right? And he doesn't want somebody stopping him. So I disagree with that perspective. And I also,
she's not a victim.
That it's, yeah, like she's not the victim here. Like, it's not entirely, like, it is his fault for cheating, but it's also her fault for getting involved, especially if she knew there was another. Like, it's Adam Levine. How do you not know he has a wife?
Like a simple Google search will reveal that he's been married for like a plethora of years. And I think he did end up naming his son after some, like, I think one of his kids' name is Sumner,
which is just like devastating. I don't know how you ever recover from that emotionally, like as the wife. Yeah, like, what do you, yeah, how do you deal with that?
But even with the whole culture of all of the OnlyFans models and the Instagram models coming out against people like Addison Rae's dad, Monty Lopez, and all of these people that are getting accused of cheating, is these influencer girls really want you to think that they're the victim, that they were always manipulated into this relationship with a married man. And like, it's funny to me because the defense is, well, he's the one married, I'm not cheating. And it's like, you're getting involved with you're entertaining these messages from Adam Levine, who is a very publicly married man, but somehow she, out of everybody here, an unborn child, even, she's the victim.
Yeah. And I don't, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And I would even say that, like, you're kind of the villain. Like, you just like
you're like the sidekick to the villain.
Yeah,
you're a henchman.
You're the Harley Quinn to the Joker in that situation. Like you're not a villain, but you're not a hero. You're just the anti-hero. Like you're still doing the wrong thing. You're not cheating on anyone, yeah. but you're still helping somebody else cheat, and that's fucked
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
And that's what I said earlier. Like, is it anti-woman to disagree with the girl? Because I said this on my show. It's such a joke that what she said, how she was, you know, exploited and manipulated, and I was fresh onto the LA scene. It's like, girl, you knew full well. I'm not saying that you were maliciously in here, like, I'm going to break up a marriage, but
yeah.
you full well knew what you were doing. And the best part about this is she's like, I was young and naive back then. It was like a year and a half ago.
yeah.
What? Like, but also, what is it you talk about these IG models and this reoccurring thing that seems to be happening? But the thing for me of the boy who cried wolf is like, you did not fall out of the tornado from the Wizard of Oz, like some farm girl in Hollywood being like, oh, Adam Levine. Oh, man. So what's a celebrity? No, you're an IG model. I don't care. Maybe your following wasn't as big as it is now. Sure. But you literally manipulate the masses with your body on social media with pictures you take every day. So what I said on my show is like, in a way, you both use your sexuality and being hot and being a version of a public figure to your advantage. So give me a break. It's not like you had no idea, like, oh, I was so exploited. It's like you do the same version of that, putting up hot, naked, half naked pictures of yourself and getting attention. Like, you know how this whole thing of celebrity and social media works. So knock it off. But I'm also curious, because I asked this on my show, and I want to ask you guys at the rumor mill and the masses of your listeners, what is it about the IG model stereotype? Like, what is it? Why are every time a celebrity cheats with someone, it's an IG model? Is it because they're like a knockoff celebrity? Like,
I don't think they have a job title. I think it's really easy to be like, oh, I'm an Instagram model.
Well, I think that too is it's like, if you're an IG model, right? You're hot. You're supposed to be hot.
Like,
but you don't have the same. I think the reason why is they don't have the same connections to Hollywood that actual celebrities have. So it feels probably easier to get away with. That would be my guess.
I just don't know.
So it's like a half-baked celebrity. It's like it's like what I was just saying. Like, you get it. Like, you get how it works. You get the biz, but you're not like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I just want to know, like, why isn't it ever like this big famous celebrity like cheated with a woman who works at Home Depot? Like, why isn't it like, oh, I work at Petco? Like, why is it always an Instagram model? I'm like, and I would like to proudly say that I have never been a fan of Adam Levine. Like, let's just get that out of the way. I just don't understand. I don't get the people that listen to his music. Like, I've never actually talked to somebody who genuinely listens to Maroon 5. Like, I
had
never,
a Maroon 5 face.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
It's elevator music as far as I'm concerned.
It's elevator music. And first of all, if we're going to like...
I was in middle school.
That's acceptable then. If we're going to pinpoint like a dude in Hollywood that is going to have all of these like side chicks, Adam Levine? Like, I don't get it. Like, I understand, like, if like Margot Robbie, like was like, oh, I have all these side dudes, I'd be like, I get it. It's like Margot Robbie, right? But it's right. Adam Levine? I'd be like, all these girls are going to go for Adam Levine?
Here's the thing too. What is it with these celebrities like Adam Levine being so deranged that they think that they're not going to get caught? Like,
I know.
We get it. You're entitled. We get using your celebrity status, right, to like slide into these DMs and just like bewitch these people. But at what point in your brain are you like, someone's going to not screenshot this and it's going to be all fine?
Yeah.
If you're single, that's one thing. But,
But
dick too hard, brain don't work.
You want to read his response? True. I would love to hear.
That's the end of it. Okay. So he said,
dick
a lot
too hard,
is being
brain
said about
don't
me
work.
Right.
Period.
Go for it.
Okay. A lot is being said about me right now, and I want to clear the air. I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair, nevertheless. I crossed the line during a regrettable period in my life. I just always love that line. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I have addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. My wife and my family is all I care about in this world. To be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me was the greatest mistake I could ever make. I will never make it again. I take full responsibility. We will get through it, and we will get through it together. And I love that line, like, I did not have an affair. What was
well,
it?
Well, I don't think he had
like,
an affair.
What was it?
He didn't have an affair technically because, like, nothing, it didn't seem like anything happened. It was messages. So it would be cheating, but I don't know if that would constitute an affair.
Well, that's what's interesting. We don't know if it was in person, but that's the thing too, where the victim card isn't cute for this girl, because in the, which also these people are so literally missing so many brain cells. It makes me sad. Like, he's dumb enough to think he's not going to get caught. She's dumb enough to put up the whole TikTok with her floating head, and behind it are the text exchanges. And you can full well see how interactive and how into the experience she is. He makes a comment like, how are you this hot, and she's like totally reciprocating and then some. Make it make sense.
It just does not
No. It just does not,
doesn't make sense. I you know, to transition away from all that mess, I think an easy high moment of the summer was Britney Spears getting married, which is like some good relationship stuff that happened. We're happy for Britney. Right, Taylor?
How random and hilarious was that wedding? Like, it was like Selena Gomez. Like, truly, it's like someone went in a hat and just picked out names. And they were like, this is who's going to be invited to this wedding.
Yeah.
Good, so, you know, random.
Good for her.
She loves Britney.
She's having fun, you know, is off her meds. Okay? You know, she's doing okay. The whole thing with her kids and everything, not seeing her and all of being public, we've talked about it a lot. I'm happy for her that she got married. I think she has a really nice husband that hopefully will stick by her side. What is your take on this quick wedding after the conservatorship?
I mean, I feel at first I was like very pro Britney, like, let her be free. I'm a libertarian freedom kind of gal. Like, let her do her thing. Let her be rolling around on the beach naked. Let her go get eloped. Like, let her do what she wants to do. But did you guys, part of me is like, is she okay? And is she going a little hard? And if you ask that, again, you're anti-woman. But I think her son did an interview that was like, my mom's not okay, and we just want her to be okay, and this whole thing. And also, did you guys see the little scandal that happened with between her and Christina Aguilera, in which people thought that she body shamed her and her backup dancers and called them fat? That was
That was not a good look.
I think the reason for that is, and we've talked about this on our show, is that, like, she's never really had access to speaking freely. And so it's like, if you gave a kindergartner, like, if you made, like, literally, if you had a kindergartner and you made them a Twitter account and just said, like, run with it, kid, like, that's Britney Spears on social media right now. And it's not necessarily bad, because she lives in America. Like, she can say whatever she wants, but she has no sort of, I think the PR training that she's had hasn't ever really been, like, for her benefit. You know what I mean? So we're happy for her, but
there's also a part of it that's like, right, because of that, is she just saying what she thinks and not caring and saying what people are thinking, and do we love her for it? Like, is there a part of it that's just the throwing caution to the wind? Again, it's like being in timeout for so long and just really wreaking havoc and going at it. Like, what do I have to lose at this point? So
I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was good for Britney. Was it fat shaming? Was it fat shaming in your eyes?
A little bit.
She made a comment, right? Like, she made a comment, like, if I had backup dancers like Christina Aguilera, I'd feel so skinny all the time or something. Like,
I'm like, that's definitely,
you know,
fat-shaming,
one of the
girl.
Reasons,
like, you may not intend it that way, but that's exactly what it is. Like, I don't know how you don't see that.
Exactly. And, like, one of the reasons I love to do this podcast every week and sit next to Lexi is she makes me feel so skinny. It'd be like, if I said that, wouldn't that just be the worst thing ever? Like, that's basically what Britney did. She's like, if I could have Christina Aguilera's background dancers, I would look so thin. And it's like, you just can't say that, you know.
Right, it's like, because I think that our society is so, which enter cancel me baby in the rumor mill, but like, that's what our society is so deprived of, just being real, and like, everyone's so polite and tiptoeing, and just of what we actually like, people just want what we actually think. And it's that line of like, When is it like entertaining and we're here for it? And when is it far? And,
when is it too far?
Yeah.
I mean, the line is somewhere out there. It's kind of blurry though. It's somewhere there. And I don't think I would like to find it. You know, the only reason I know when I hit it is because, like, I'll say something and she doesn't laugh. And then I'm like, oh, there's the line, you know, but like,
or I'll give him a look. He'll be like, I'm like his little look. I'm the meter of yes. Spencer's gone too far.
Absolutely. Which, thank you.
Yeah. I keep you in check.
Yeah, she keeps me in check. I mean, and yeah, so I think that that was a little too far. I think that I get why the internet kind of went off about it, and she apologized, and Christina unfollowed her, and Brittany unfollowed Christina, and it was like, we're in high school again. Like, I'm gonna unfollow you, you know. So good for her that she got married. Hopefully she's happy. I don't want to leave her in summer, though. We want to take her with us just to see what else she'll say.
I know.
We'll take her
in the fall. It's kind of unfortunate. Like, I grew up in their heyday. I'm talking like Baby One More Time, Genie in a Bottle. I would VHS record every Britney routine and learn them by heart. I, no joke, wrote about Britney in my diary, how grateful I was for her birthday. Like, it was like borderline cult. And as an adult now, it's so interesting to see them, how it's,
the adults.
I don't know. I feel like neither of them are they all right? Like, even Christina, I don't know, with all the plastic surgery and all of it, it's just a lot going on.
Well, I think that's the music industry. And we have talked a lot about like the entertainment industry and how it has changed. And the era of icons is like over. Like, if you look at today, like the icons that we have, if like the icons that we have are millennials. You know what I mean? So like,
Addison Rae doesn't count. Don't even insinuate it. Like, I will walk off a cliff.
The people that are like on Twitter, like Olivia Rodrigo, I'm like, not going to last after two albums. Like, it's the people that are like today, it's just such a fast food window of like, everyone wants another TikTok song and a hit song. Nobody puts out albums anymore where they put out three singles and each single gets a music video. And then they go on Jimmy Fallon and then they release their album and perform on Good Morning America. Like, nobody has so like true. The longevity anymore.
That
so like
lasting.
Nobody's lasting. So like, when I look at like Britney and like Justin Timberlake even, and Christina and like all of those people, I think that they're like, they were the last generations of icons. Like, for whereas us, I think in 20 years we're still going to be thinking about, oh, like Beyonce is still our icon, because I don't think anybody is gonna like actually in 20 years be around. Like,
that's so interesting, having that lasting like legend status. Mm-hmm. I will say the only one who's a potential who comes to mind, and this is very iffy, is Harry Styles.
Don't say Harry Styles.
I'm
gonna end the Zoom call.
Harry Styles has the potential.
He's like, I am going to snap my microphone in half.
People calling him the new king of pop, and like, and Michael Jackson's family got mad. I mean, is he the new king of pop? She thought so.
I do and I don't. Like, as far as like our generation's male pop artists go, like, yeah, he's it. Like, Harry Styles is it. Do I even listen to Harry Styles though? No. But like, I do think he has the potential to have the longevity. Like, I really think that he does. I can definitely see in 20 years they're gonna make a movie about him.
Yeah, but maturing is realizing that Harry Styles is a ripoff of Elton John, and like, that's fine, like, whatever, you know. But what happened to, like, remember when everyone would go to school and everyone would know the same song, and everyone, there would be this song that would be all over the radio, and the singer would perform it at every award show, and everybody would know it. And like, then you'd go to school the next day, like, talking about so and so who dropped their new album, and it's like, it's not, even if you look at sales, like, back in the day, like, Britney had to sell a million albums in a week to get to number one. And now all you have to do is like, what, 50,000? Like, nobody buys records anymore. So I think that the era of like icons is over. And I think, I guess Harry Styles, we'll see. I'll give it to you.
We'll see. No, that's a very big if, but you're actually right. It's so sad, and it's so telling of our ADD culture. And it's also a cool, I explore this on my show all the time, but where everybody is so shameless and trying to like the Lizzos and whatever, like, I'll give her credit in certain areas where credit's due, but it's like the shock value and trying to out compete whatever, and it's literally, you, like, to your point, it's like the sugar rush, and then it's gone. And when you think about it, like the David Bowies, the Princes, Michael Jackson's, like, people
Whitney,
who
like,
exactly, who completely like reinvented the wheel and like were truly iconic. It's like, it's sad, because it's like, you would think that this culture would be ripe for that, because everyone is trying to out shock everyone, but it's like shelf life.
It's just shelf life. I mean, yeah. look back at like what the American Music Awards. All you needed was like Whitney Houston had a microphone and she stood there and sang. And now Lizzo needs a flute and a green screen. And then it's like 5 minutes later, it's like it's over. So, you know, they don't have the longevity that we have. I think that we've got it down. They don't really, which is unfortunate for them. You know, so good luck to them. We'll leave a lot of them in summer. Yeah, if we could like, if we could just like shut the door and like just get rid of a lot of them and just like start over, maybe. Like, I think that's, I think let's do that. Yeah.
Agreed. So this could be either or, depending on how you look at it, hot or cold, but the whole Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson hoopla, this is going to sound like very locker room, but I was so entertained by it because the thought of Kim K just like getting railed by this guy who was like shoving notes in your locker in sixth grade and like drawing rose tattoos on his arm during, you know, like Spanish class is just so entertaining to picture in my mind, because she's just this like icon and it's Pete Davidson. Like,
she's supposed to be like an untouchable.
Yeah.
And like, how, like, what kind of magic wizardry dick that you have that you are bewitching every A-list person in Hollywood.
But see, the only reason he's famous and has any sort of like long lasting like headlines is the people that he dates. So
he's funny though.
At some point, he had
SNL.
Okay,
he did great.
Okay, but like, who actually watches Saturday Night Live anymore? Nobody.
No.
Like
none.
Who watches?
Like
who,
the janitor in the studio.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's getting paid minimum wage, and even it's not even worth it for him.
Exactly. You know, and like the comedy specials that everyone puts out, it's like, who actually sits down and watches a stand up special anymore? You actually for real do?
I just watched Nick Kroll's.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, how was it?
It was okay. I only watched the first probably like 20 minutes and then I turned it off. So it was like, it was all right. But
okay, wait a minute.
It was okay. The first 20 seconds were phenomenal, let me tell you.
You know what? I watched stand-up. I watched the first 20 minutes.
I normally watch the whole thing, but in this case, it was just not.
It was
okay.
Bad. It was because comedy's dead. Nobody can make a joke anymore because everybody gets offended. Like, so like nobody's funny anymore.
He was making good jokes. I just wasn't in the mood to laugh. So I don't know why I turned on a comedy special. I just like, I don't know.
You know who's actually Spencer that you should watch is Ricky Gervais's one.
Oh,
stop.
Love Ricky
absolutely.
Gervais. He's hilarious.
Yes. Because he does not give a fuck. Literally, it's like pedophiles, race, like trans, every taboo topic you could ever think of in your life.
He is hilarious. There's very few people that like I think are actually still funny. I think that he's still funny. I think Kevin Hart
actually,
is still funny. I think this is controversial. I think Ellen's really funny. Like, I would totally watch like an Ellen stand up and laugh, like, or like Roseanne Barr. Like, there's very few people that will actually make me laugh still, and he is one of them. So I will watch that.
My favorite comedian is Daniel Sloss. Do you know who that is?
I don't. And I also love how you threw Roseanne Barr in there.
You know, all the controversials, I'll take them all.
No, literally, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Dying.
Yeah. That's but I mean, terrible. Pete Davidson, Kim, was that a high or a low moment?
It was on it. I mean, it was, I think we knew it was coming, so it wasn't like too low of a low, but.
It was a high for me.
It was a high for you. Good. I know, like, it's a high for you. I like them together, though. I think it's great. Like, I really did. I really thought that I didn't think they were gonna last forever. I don't think they're soulmates or anything, but I really did like the relationship. I thought they were funny.
It's like Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
I love them too, though. So to be fair, like, just they're just insane, and I just crawl. It is so iconic to me. The fact that they drank each other's blood is like, that fulfills the psycho bitch like yandere girl of my dreams. That like in another universe where I'm absolutely unhinged, I would do that.
Is that not this universe?
No.
That's not this one, apparently.
Oh, man. I have to say, I feel like he brought out even more like boss bitchness in her. And I love it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I live for her IG lately, how she'll post with her like fake tits out and these like you could basically see her vulva and these like pants with these open crisscross whole thing, and she'll write captions like, you know, it's just so annoying when the first thing people notice about you is how smart you are. Like, I just love that. I'm like, that is an aesthetic. That's a vibe. It's because she's making fun of, you know, like, obviously how, you know, she's all sexed out.
When I think of like intelligent icons, Albert Einstein.
No, but she is, because Marie, don't you know, Curie, that she literally formed Megan? She, no, she literally formed, why am I saying Megan Thee Stallion? She literally formed Machine Gun Kelly in the womb. She formed him in the womb. Don't you know that?
Oh yeah, she manifested him. She's all these people with this like manifesting everything. It like makes me like, if anybody mentions a crystal, I'm like, walk away. Like, walk away. So not doing it.
Seen the memes, if you the know what's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what was hilarious? That, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Oh, see, have you seen the memes, the text where it's like, mom, like, when, what, like, time was I born? And she goes, not, she's not the one, son. That's literally you. Where it's like,
what meme?
Away from her. Where it's like the text from like the son to the mom, where he's like, what time was I born? And the mom's like, walk away, like, run while you still can.
I don't get it.
Like the astrology girls, where she.
But what does the time have to do with it?
Because that's how they find out what your sign is by where and when. God. And
see,
I know, I have to explain the joke, and now it's not funny. So thanks for ruining it.
Astrology jokes lost on Spencer. No, what I was gonna say is, I love, like, speaking to the Kim Kardashian Pete thing. I feel like it was just whatever the thing, Pete, not even her and Pete, but Pete on the whole is just the saga that doesn't end. It's like, who can you grasp onto next to be a little more famous today? And it's like, after Ariana Grande, Kim Kardashian, like,
Kate Beckinsale, like, who but else?
Yeah, we get it. Like, your time, the tide has turned, pal. But the thing that you guys posted, speaking to things that just never end, which was hilarious, was the resurgence of the Kim K. Ray J sex tape. And I don't know if you guys had said this to me privately or on your IG, but the way you framed it was hysterical, because you're like, literally, this is a saga that's haunting our generation. And
oh, yeah. It's great. Oh, 2007 to infinity? Lives. Yeah.
Yes.
Forever. Like,
we get it. We get it.
Kris Jenner planned it. She released it. We get it. We get it. Like,
we know.
We just know. Like, we don't have to talk about it anymore, because we just know.
Yeah. It's like, OJ Simpson killed her.
Killed her name?
Nicole Brown Simpson.
There's just universal truths.
What's his name? Didn't kill himself. He was killed
Jeffrey
by
Epstein.
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein. Himself.
And Kris Jenner released the tapes.
Absolutely. Those universal truths.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, period. The sky is blue, the grass is green, and Kris did it. And it's fine. I just don't understand. I've said this on my show too. Like, whatever. Would I do it? No. Do what you got to do. And I always say, like, I'm not going to fault Kim K, because she has managed to become one of the most influential, famous, powerful figures.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. Of our and of nothing. Our time
from no but talent my, or anything
from but my thing is, and I could have sworn that I've seen her on different panels and stuff in Hollywood claim that she was a victim of the sex tape thing, and that's where I have a problem, because it's like, just own your shit. And I get it, they went down this path so far of like the lie of, you know, it was released, and my God, and you know, once you commit to the lie, I get it, that's it. But that's the problem I have. It's like, just you know, I mean, I guess, how do you own that? But you don't have to play up the victim thing so hard. If that's
everybody is a victim, I just can't do everybody is a victim. Like, everybody's a
Paris
martyr
Hilton,
of something.
Same thing. Paris Hilton's talked about how she was a victim of her sex tape. And again, like, we may never know what actually really happened, unless like Ray J again just unravels like these legal documents from like 1992, but you know, same thing. It's like,
if there's a victim, isn't it Ray J for being like thrown under the bus of like, he's been the crazy lying sociopath that like nobody believed him, and now, hey, we all believe Ray J because like we know Kris did it. So maybe Ray J's the victim.
It's a damn shame to real victims. Like, I mean, I've interviewed R. Kelly survivors, and look at that situation with R. Kelly now. So if it's true, and like the people like the Kims and the Parises did in fact, you know, were behind it, had a hand in it, and now they're like, oh, I'm a victim of this like violation and da da da, it just doesn't do any good to people who really need the attention. It's just like, no, poser, not okay.
Yeah. Did you have a low? Because
I have one more low, and I'm gonna have to explain it to you. But do you watch the Try Guys or know who the Try Guys are on YouTube?
She's gonna have to explain it to me. Can we just? I just want to like back that up. Like the way she introduced it, like she has a really good one, but she'll have to explain it to me.
It's because I never have to explain anything to you, so I'm really excited.
I actually really have no idea what you're talking about. So like, take it away.
So on YouTube,
wait, have you heard of them?
I don't know who the Try Guys are. Like Ned something. Like there's some sort of cheating allegation. I don't know who these people are.
Yeah. So there's Ned,
guys,
Eugene.
Sumner Stroh is their publicist. So none of us know who they are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So who are these people?
Okay. So there's Ned, Eugene, Keith, and what's the last one's name?
You don't even know who they are.
There's one more guy. I feel so bad. He's got glasses. He's super cute. Anyways, super sweet guy. Anyways, so they have this show. They started on BuzzFeed and their whole thing is they just call themselves the Try Guys.
What do they do?
They try things. That's their whole thing.
That's so easy. Like we could do that.
Yeah. It's very simple, but it's very entertaining. They're great. Anyways, they were so successful. They branched off of BuzzFeed, created their own channel. They're still actively getting millions of views. And one of the guys, Ned, he was always known as the one who loves his wife, right? His wife's name is Ariel. They have two kids together. They've been married for 10 years. And there's literally compilations on YouTube you can look up of how many times he says her name or refers to my wife in an episode. So he was always the one who loves her, right?
Well, you know, the most people that have the most to protect have the most to hide. So,
well, as it turns out, he was having an affair with another girl who works on the set with one of his coworkers, and
like a stagehand.
Well, she was
like the mic girl.
She was on like a food channel, like sideshow that they had that they did sometimes.
Okay.
And if I'm remembering correctly, and then they had an affair together, and she was engaged to another guy who was on the show. Not one of the four Try Guys, but another guy. She was engaged to somebody else.
Yeah.
And then the girl who was engaged and Ned had the affair together. And now
they're together?
No.
Or no, now he was dropped from them, wasn't he?
Yeah, they fired him. I believe they let her go too. But they definitely fired him.
That is a low. That's a
low. Yeah. Cause so now he's lost like all his friends.
He
no longer has his job.
Were?
Everything's gone.
I never knew who these people. See, we don't know who these people are.
I'm like bewildered. Anything in the YouTube influencer space, I'm like, huh?
I know. I remember that from last time because I think last time you were on was Christmas, and that was around the time that the Frenemies scandal happened, and you didn't know who Trisha Paytas or Ethan Klein were. Yeah. And I was like, let me explain.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's
it's
sad
a
for them.
Whole ecosystem. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know these people, so therefore I don't really care. But you know, that's fun.
Well, some people therefore. And so therefore, yeah.
And so therefore, funny. Comma, therefore. I don't care, period.
Yeah.
End of sentence, new paragraph. The final, the lowest point of the summer for I think a lot of people was Zac Efron just absolutely obliterating his face. And then blaming
it on my list, and I forgot. Yes,
blaming it on an accident from like 13 years ago. Did you see that?
I totally did. This was so on my list. So thank you for reviving it from my memories.
Yes.
And it's the same sort of thing, like we were just saying with the Kim Paris thing of acting like, what? I had no idea. It's like, come on, we're not America's stupid, but
we're not that
stupid as you think. No, I mean, come on,
that's exactly what I said. I was like, all these people think that we're stupid. Like, there's
literally
like, oh my god, he had an accident. Well, he's claiming that this accident he had, I posted about it, and I remember I think the date was let me see, he claimed, because he did an interview with Entertainment Tonight because he has a new movie coming out, this accident he had was in 2013. And he shattered his jaw or something.
And
his
it's causing
chin,
the face muscles in his
face
chin
to grow.
No.
I'm
then
sorry.
How does that explain your eyes and your nose and your lips and your forehead and your jaw and basically everything under your skull? Like, how does that, how?
There's no way. And from 2013.
It definitely was gone wrong, right? Like,
botched.
Thing gone wrong. Yeah.
Botched. Like him claiming that he like fell onto he hit a fountain and broke his chin off. And then his something with his jawbone started to grow or something because he quit physical therapy. There's so many things, first of all, that like don't make sense about that.
Don't make any sense.
But what's even more wild to me was him claiming this accident was from 2013, which is about to be 10 years ago. And if you literally, again, a quick Google search, so many people would benefit from a quick Google search, that if you look at like pictures of him from red carpets, he looks normal all these years after the accident. And now suddenly, 10 years later, all of a sudden, now it's just all of a sudden he looks different because of this accident.
You know who has hell to pay? And I bet who is in cahoots? His publicist for this elaborate story and the surgeon. For whatever reason, they had a vendetta against Zac Efron and they did him real dirty with this entire scenario. Because no one's buying it.
Facelift? Like, what? Who is responsible?
Literally who? Poor guy, because...
He used to be such a stud, and now he just looks like a... He looks like the Squidward. He looks like the chiseled Squidward meme.
Yeah, he looks like a cartoon character. I think that's what most people fail to realize when they get plastic surgery, is they turn into caricatures of who they used to look like. It doesn't work.
And you know, again, it's like hindsight's 2020. It's like the Amber Heard thing. I remember interviewing him on the set of Baywatch, and I asked him, you know, it's always about body image with women and especially in bathing suits. And I've been talking to a lot of women today, Baywatch cast members, you know, new and old, talking about feeling like they had to be skinny, whatever. How about you as a guy? Are you aware of that? Whatever. And he's like, yeah, you know, I would, this is all my YouTube, talk to me, Taylor. But he would be like, yeah, I'd pump up between takes like Arnold Schwarzenegger and make sure my arms are all good. And then I like literally zoom in on his veiny arms with no shame in the game whatsoever. His publicist is probably reeling. But, you know, it does make you think like, what was a funny kind of throwaway comment? Maybe it's like, you're taking your image actually super seriously over there.
Yeah.
And like, speaking of images, and an axe to grind with Meghan Markle, like the next axe to grind, like it's going to like switch over now that we're like, I guess it's kind of over because this happened in summer, but like, let's just carry it into fall because I'm not over it. Is Austin Butler coming out of like hiding from his Disney face to all of a sudden star as Elvis and then also become Elvis and like speak like Elvis just like profusely, even though once again, quick Google search, that's not how he sounds. Like he doesn't have like this weird low Elvis voice that he's pretending he just developed. Like these people think we're so dumb, and it's just, I just have to laugh.
Method acting. I know. I love when you guys called him out for that, when that all was happening, it was hysterical. And yeah, it's like they think that we're dumb as rocks and that they can just like pull anything over our heads and it'll work. And it does not. It does not. We learned this with Madonna in the British accent. Okay. It's like that chapter has closed like this summer. Thank God.
It's done. You can't just like develop, like you can't develop facial muscles and like plastic surgery and also like a new accent. Like it just doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't.
It just doesn't. It's just not doesn't. No. God intended.
No. Well, I think are we closing the book on summer? I think we should close it and lock it, throw it away.
Toodaloo, good riddance. Yeah. You know, it was what it was. It had its time in the sun, but that's that. And yeah, Queen Elizabeth leading us out with a bang and the summer girl trying to steal the thunder of it all and usher us into a fall, and it's just not gonna happen, sweetie. Like,
not happening. So
your time's done.
Exactly. It's time for fall. I'm honestly so excited for Halloween. Like, I love Halloween. Aside from Christmas, the scary movies, like the just freedom to eat any and all candy, like it's what makes the season. This is my time.
Yeah, it's ditto. I too am a witch, like Megan Fox. And actually, we have our coven meeting in 10 minutes, so it worked out perfectly. I'll give her my regards for you guys. But yes, this is the best time ever.
Yeah. And well, thank you.
Let's see what these batshit crazy celebs have in store for us. Love to hate them, the whole thing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I have a feeling like we're not done yet. Like the end of the year is not going to just like be smooth. It's just going to be, there's going to be more and we'll be here.
No, because they can't go for 5 seconds without attention on them. So, you know, someone's going to be starting some shit eventually.
Exactly.
So it's just a matter of time.
And for that reason, we will always be here. Just like
job security,
job security. That's what we like to call it. Job security. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming back. We always have a blast with you. I just need you here like every day. Like just every day.
I was so looking forward to this because you guys are truly hysterical. You don't miss a beat. You actually are funny. You know when like you fake laugh because you're trying to be polite? That is not with you guys. Like you actually make me laugh so hard. And I just live for your commentary, the no shame, and it's just the best. So keep it coming.
Well, thank you. I think we feel the same. I think it's mutual.
I believe it is.
I think this is the most stable relationship in Hollywood right now. Yeah.
So stay tuned to Cancel Me Baby because I'm going to have Summer on my podcast. I purposely call her Summer, not Sumner, just to be annoying. I'm not actually, but that would be really funny.
All right. Well, tell our listeners where they can find you, where they can listen to you, where they can watch you.
Yes. So Cancel Me Baby is, I always prefer the visual experience. That's just me.
Agreed.
It's on YouTube and Spotify, and then you can listen. Yeah, it's just more entertaining that way. You can listen across the board, you know, all the usual suspects. I'm Talk to Me Taylor on IG, and it's a, like a little bit of a version of what you guys do, right? It really kind of gets into, you know, obviously pop culture, but also, you know, social issues, a little politics here and there, and kind of like gets into what people talk about in the shadows and just really goes for it like you guys, which is why I so appreciate it. So
yeah,
that's where the party's at. Yeah.
Always a blast. All right. Well, I'm sure it will not be too long before we talk to you.
It'll probably be in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yes, just like on Instagram.
Exactly. Just like 5 seconds. You know, I guess we'll have to maybe reconvene at Christmas time. And like, yes. I think last year we helped out Santa with this whole naughty and nice list. We might have to like circle back.
Definitely.
So hopefully we'll see you soon. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming back.
I can't wait. Okay, bye guys, of course.
Bye.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Taylor, thank you for coming on the show. That was fantastic.
I'll be afraid to fix us again.
Yeah, I mean, not many people can handle us. So it's nice to have somebody, you know.
Somebody who understands us.
Well, if you'd like to see more of us, you can find us anywhere you get your podcasts.
Everywhere.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever. You can find more of us on Instagram at The Rumor Mill Pod. You can find more of us on TikTok at The Rumor Mill, on Twitter at TRM Updates, and you can find us on YouTube at The Rumor Mill.
We're everywhere. You can't escape us.
No, we're constantly like the snail that's forever coming towards you.
Exactly. Just like the slug of society. Just like moving along. That's us, sliming along.
Okay.
Always and forever. And we drop new episodes every Friday. We are always breaking down the latest entertainment news. Like Lexi said, you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can watch us on YouTube and Spotify. And we will see you next week.
See you next week.